What's up, guys? We're back. We're back to stacking. Warriors take out the Lakers just moments ago. Led pretty much wire to wire, I believe, and you know, kept them at arm's length just barely, but found enough offense and then enough defense, including some great plays by hopefully, potentially, Defensive Player of the Year, Draymond Green. But man, this one had everything in it. All the stars were out, both in the stands, on the court. I think the only difference between Steph Curry, LeBron James matchup from the past is that you know, they both just kind of eased their way into this one, knowing that you can't really be on the gas at, what is it, 37 and 40 years old for four quarters. So instead, they did it in about 2.5 to 3 quarters each and let some of the role players shine through. Brandon Podziemski carried them in the first half, 22 points in that first half with, I think, what was it, 6 3-pointers, including one banked in from just inside the half, buzzer beater. And LeBron James is great, and you know, he came on late, and just the evolution of LeBron James's game, where you know he's a knockdown 3-point shooter these days, and you know it's really just been able to you know offset any loss of explosiveness, which is you know just a little bit, and he's still one of the best athletes in the league at his size. Both stars, LeBron, Steph, back and forth all night long. One of them shined just a bit brighter, and it wasn't in Steph's traditional way. Obviously, we saw him a couple nights ago with 12 three-pointers, 52 points. But you know what, guys? He's so much more than just the greatest shooter of all time. It's not just the three-point shooting. It's what you've seen early in his career and what you see in the games that matter most. And it's just his ability to get to his spots on the floor. It's his ability to just to be off the dribble and in high leverage moments, you know, playing the pick and roll, attack matchups. He just feasted on Luka Doncic all night long and get into the lane and then create. Not quite the finisher that he's been, you know, in his career throughout most of the first half of this season, but finishing much better now. Got to the lines, what was it, 14 times tonight. He missed one, which was, you know, he always just misses the technical. It's the weirdest thing, but I get it. But you know, that was how he got to his 37 points. He didn't shoot that great. He was 10 for 21 from the field, only talked about 36% from 3, 4 of 11. But again, 13 points from the line, and just the aggressiveness, the ability to just be by Luka anytime he wanted. And honestly, it didn't even matter which Laker was on him. He was splitting traps. He was just getting to the hoop. He was finishing, and just also obviously playmaking, 6 assists, and most of them were pretty nice. Just a star amongst stars. You just love to see the Steph LeBron matchup, and you know we could talk about this over and over again. It's just another chapter in their rivaling that Magic and Bird rivalry. Maybe maybe if they meet again in the playoffs, maybe the Western Conference Finals. Maybe in the first round, and maybe the Warriors will be the 4 seed with home court advantage. Who knows the way they're playing these days. But nevertheless, I mean, Steph coming, you know, off of a huge shooting night, you kind of expect him. We've seen this in the past. You know, he just, you're obviously, it's just hard to string together two just monster shooting nights. You see it in the finals after game 4 against the Celtics. And then he had an offer and it started looking like he'd have to get off to a slow start tonight. But This is the Steph Curry that we live with, where he is always going to step up in big moments and propel his team over the finish line. And, you know, I guess the maturity of Steph is, you know, allowing the game to kind of come to him, allowing other players, especially young players like Podziemski, players like Kuminga, who we'll talk about in a bit, let them kind of get going in the first half, let them just, you know, take some of the usage and really just kind of help him be a little fresher towards the end of games. Also knowing that, you know, we have a back-to-back tomorrow night. Their Warriors are probably wrapping up their post-game, hopping on a flight, jumping in bed by, what, 2, 3 a.m., trying to get a good night's sleep. And then we'll see if we play Steph, we play Jimmy, we play Draymond tomorrow night. I mean, every game's still a near-must win. This gives you a little breathing room. But I would argue just the little bit of rest that you're getting by sitting everyone tomorrow, it's not worth risking potentially having to play, you know, into that play-in and losing the much more important rest heading into the playoffs. So I would play everybody. If somehow the game gets out of hand or gets away from you, then sure, you can reduce the minutes. But I believe we have 2 days off after tomorrow's night's game against the rested Nuggets. But back to this one. So, I mean, I want to start with Jonathan Kuminga because, Kuminga, expectedly was struggling coming back from injury, the ankle injury. Warriors are winning. The worst thing that could have happened to him is it's just a completely different team, a very successful team. Everything's clicking, and he's a square peg fitting into a round hole. All the athleticism in the world, but it wasn't working when he's on court with Jimmy Butler. You can tell he was pressing. The game was moving kind of fast for him, but that's where I was really impressed with him tonight because he slowed the game down for himself, especially in the half court. When he's in transition, which he didn't really get too much transition tonight, but when he's in transition, crank it up, go as hard as you want. You're a thoroughbred best athlete in the league in transition potentially. Just go out and run. But that wasn't there tonight. But he was patient with the ball in the half court, found good shots. He didn't settle for threes instead. He got into those little like he had a few like little 8 to 10 foot jumpers, made a couple, missed one or two. Not wasn't the best game for Kuminga, but a very efficient 18 points on, I think he was what, like 7 for 12 from the field, knocked down a big three, and he rebounded in a game where you're playing against huge forwards and an athletic center in Jackson Hayes, and in a game where the Warriors were really struggling to rebound in that first quarter. And when the Lakers went on their run, it was because of rebounding. Jonathan Kuminga did what Steve Kerr has been asking of him for years and just be a rebounder. You're so athletic. You got that vert. You just need to have just a little bit more effort and get positioning. Go up and get that ball. So 9 rebounds, including I think 2 offensive ones. So I loved to see that in Kuminga. 4 assists and 1 monster block. But what impressed me the most about Kuminga is you're coming back off of your little, I'm assuming it's a tailbone. We'll call it as little bruised pelvic injury like Steph had, but it's his tailbone. And well, most people in Warrior circles these days are saying, hey, like, do the Warriors win that last game if Kuminga plays? Do you even play him against the Lakers? And down the stretch, you could see him maybe just playing 15 minutes in this and not having a great first half, and then he just doesn't play in the fourth, like we've seen so many times in big games with Steve Kerr. But he showed up. That was in rhythm this whole time, and he closed. He closed, I think, the last 4 or 5 minutes of the game instead of Moody, who had a good game himself, especially defensively on Luka. But just Kuminga's athleticism was just so important in a game like this. And what the growth of Kuminga has been, you saw him in the final minutes. He was basically setting screens and in the pick and roll with Steph Curry. And yes, that's because Luka Doncic was on him, and like we talked about, the matchup with Steph taking on Luka, and then the Lakers had no answer for that. But it starts with being able to trust Kuminga as a roller in that pick and roll. You saw it earlier, I think it was out of a timeout, and Kuminga sets the screen for Steph, which you don't see a lot of the 1-3 pick and roll. We've seen it the other way around, where the too small, where Kuminga's the ball handler and a Steph screen enables Kuminga to get downhill. Now you're trusting Kuminga to set a good screen. And then he needs to know that good timing on when to roll. And then that little short roll when Steph hits him, what are you going to do with it now? It's a quick decision. It's something that you haven't seen from Kuminga. And maybe it was because it was out of the timeout. So the option's pretty obvious to him, but finds a cutting Kevon Looney along the baseline for a dunk at a very, very pivotal time in the game. I think what mid fourth. So you again, you're seeing just a little bit more trust having Kuminga set that screen, being in clutch moments to make good decisions, and he rewarded with him rewarded us with it. Had a questionable little missed layup, kind of just got caught in transition towards the end as we were trying to close it out, but no harm, no foul there. And a little bit of rust considering he hasn't played in very many high leverage moments in months. So I thought the most encouraging thing, aside from getting the win tonight, aside from knowing that Steph Curry can still elevate his game and beat you in multiple ways and shine in the biggest moments and have fuel in the tank, was that Kuminga grew another step tonight. We've seen in the past But to do it in a big game like this goes a long way towards earning Steve Kerr's trust. In a game where you're playing, having to defend two of the best offensive, call them big four point forwards in the league, and LeBron James, Luka Doncic, to not foul in a lot of the situations. He did have one bad foul where he fouled LeBron on a three. But to be able to just be smart, to be a good defender, and really just kind of make a difference. Jonathan Kuminga, is an unsung hero in this game. And I don't know if they win without Kuminga's contributions. Although that being said, Moses Moody, very good. I think, what is he, 23 and 24 and 4 now as a starter. This starting lineup is either 13 or 14 and 0. Moody, he's been playing about 30 minutes a game, and he's playing that point of attack defender role, which he did a fantastic job on Luka all night. Luka struggled, and no, he didn't shoot well. I think he's 0 of 6 from 3. Luka was just kind of out of it, kind of passive. But credit to Moody and credit to the Warriors, just kind of defense in general, for making LeBron and Luka really work for it for the first, at least three quarters. Didn't bail them out for the most part. And I thought, Moody just the way he's been playing, knocking down open threes, you can count on him to knock down an open corner three. You can count on him to, knock down his free throws these days. And that's just something that comes with a young player who we've all known has a very nice shot, but just wasn't getting consistent enough minutes to really, have the confidence to green light him. And once you kind of have that clip and that green light, now you're going to start knocking down shots. So credit to the Warriors, credit to Kerr, credit to Moody for just kind of sticking to this role and watching him just kind of grow in it and really being the replacement that we thought, we couldn't lose in Andrew Wiggins. He's really come into that role and, done his best Andrew Wiggins impression, which I guess it leads me into Jimmy Butler, who, like Steph said after the game, it's not about his stats. It's not going to necessarily fill up the stat line, but he's always going to be in the right spot, especially defensively. He's a playmaker on defense. On offense, great distributor. And again, just kind of weaving through the defense, just kind of just creating a little bit of movement. Had a good game. And again, it was enough. 11 points in this, but yeah, he had a big three. A good game for Jimmy. I'll say this though, and that if the Warriors are going to make a run deep into the playoffs, there's going to need to be times where Jimmy Butler turns into an isolation scorer. I believe he still has it in him. We've seen glimpses of it. But when he's catching the ball, in the post, 8 feet and in, I would like him to turn into a scorer more times than not. We've seen him pass up a lot. It is kind of, two, three footers at the rim, even some just open layups. And I know you're getting open threes out of a lot of them, and you're getting fouled on a lot of them, which is great too. That's all the more reason just to be a little bit more aggressive. Jimmy's smart enough. I don't think I need to tell him this, but I would just like to see it a little bit more, especially in big games. And I know you're, maybe saving a little bit of it for the playoffs, but in these big games, I'd like to see him just turn that switch on, just be a little bit more aggressive in attacking the hoop and finishing as well. The 3-point shot, I mean, we don't need to talk about this too much, but the 3-point shot doesn't look great. I know it's a set shot and he'll only shoot it when he's open. I don't know if this was always the case with him in his career. I think he has been, a 34, 35% 3-point shooter, would shoot it a little bit more. So again, that's going to be something, when spacing kind of comes into play in the playoffs, I think that's going to be something that he's going to need to dig into. Which leads me to my another point, and it's the fact that the Warriors, especially offensively now, they have so many just ways they can beat you. They have so many just matchups they can exploit. It's what the Warriors were missing when they lost to the Lakers a couple years ago in the playoffs. And I know that Anthony Davis was there, but the Warriors said it over time and time again. They just didn't have like a changeup that they can go to on offense. It was basically just a Steph Curry pick and roll, which was working. They didn't have a stretch center. They didn't really tonight because Quinton Post wasn't great. But that is something that they have to change, kind of as a change up. But it's the ability just to attack matchups, and score in the post. It's Jimmy Butler, sealing off Austin Reeves and getting three or four buckets down low. It's Kuminga doing the same thing. How many times did you just see the Warriors just dumping it down? It's always scary when you see that ball in the air, especially when Draymond throws it, and it's kind of looks like it's a 50-50 ball. But they, Draymond and whoever's throwing that entry pass knows that, hey, you have the athlete here, trust them to go up and get it. And once they do get it, you're at the basket and you should get an easy bucket from there. So Warriors got at least 10 points off of that just alone. It's the ability to just go pick and roll tonight, right? The Warriors didn't go to their motion offense. I don't think I saw a split action bucket at all. It was just pick and roll, pick and roll, pick and roll. Let Steph Curry just cook. And maybe it was just because you're facing Luka Doncic. Maybe it's because the Lakers' perimeter defense is just not very good. But it just shows that the Warriors can beats you in the pick and roll, and when Steph Curry needs to, and they're in high leverage situations, put Steph on ball and let him go to work. And like we always said for his whole career, that's the most efficient offense you're going to get. Maybe in NBA history when he's hitting from the outside, and then also able to dice you up attacking the rim. And then you're finding different ways. Brandon Podziemski has a cutter off ball. You can, more guys are able to play off of Steph, and that's something that takes a half season, three quarters of a season, till guys, like Kuminga, Podziemski, I mean, at one point Gary Payton the second, they learn to play off of Steph. You kind of learn how to read and react, and that's what this Warriors offense is, especially when Steph starts getting trapped. It's a lot of read and react, keeping the ball moving, and that's why you see guys like Gui Santos doing so well. He's great. He's not a great offensive player, but he's just so much activity. He's moving. When he does have the ball, he's kind of just reading, reacting. He's a connector, and that's something out of that forward spot that the Warriors just really didn't have. And that's a connector, and that's why you see Gui Santos. He's playing, a very efficient, 11 minutes. Didn't play as much in the second half, if at all, but just really crucial minutes and able to just kind of step out, log some minutes on defense on Luka and LeBron. And I just thought that Gui Santos put a good game, just kind of unheralded. Also, let's see, Quentin Post, not the best offensive game, but you saw him tested, especially early in the game where he got matched up against LeBron a couple times. Held his own, right? Knew you're, you're he got crossed over a couple of times, but he recovered enough, kind of forced LeBron either into a tough shot or was able to force him into the help. And that's part of his growth is, hey, can you stay in front of some of these guys? Can you start staying in front of some of these all-stars? Can you stay in front of the greatest player of all time and LeBron James? And as you pass, one test after the next, and start to, he's going to score on you sometimes, you're going to foul him sometimes, but if you can start to prove to yourself that you can get stops against these guys, you're going to start to find yourself on the floor in big moments. And we'll see what Post's minutes look like in the playoffs because, a rookie, a defensive liability potentially, and he might get picked on and he will get tested. But if he can pass those tests and then he can just keep on shooting his 42, 43% on offense, that is a huge, huge change up that the Warriors are going to need against teams like the Lakers, against bigger teams if you run into them in the playoffs. We can go down the list, but very, very important pieces that the Warriors, for all Steph Curry did tonight, for all Podziemski did tonight, I thought the role players did a very good job just defensively and connecting, and rebounding outside of that first half. And lastly, I mean, let's talk about Draymond Green because let's get the bat out of the way first. Five turnovers, got in foul trouble early. You can. Steve Kerr trusts him. I trust him to not foul, as that's maybe Dre's best defensive aspect is that, for as active as he is, for as much as he challenges shots at the rim, you can trust him to not really pick up fouls, personal fouls. We'll leave flagrants and technicals out of this, which he's been better lately. But you can trust him to more or less, go straight up, not make mistakes defensively and foul. And, he doesn't foul out very much for as involved he is on defense. And you can't say that for a lot of the, even the elite shot blockers in this league. So Draymond Green, just so smart, so ahead of the play, such a great rebounder. For all he does on the defensive side, he also rebounds. I think he had 11 rebounds and five assists. Just that monster stop against LeBron as LeBron's kind of coming across the lane in a close game with a couple minutes left and forces him into a turnover. And then the strip of Luka, obviously. And, I just love that the Draymond Green for whether you think he's the best defender this year, whether you think, he's, getting hyped up by the media now because he's been owed a couple defensive players of the year when he's been robbed by Rudy Gobert. Whatever you want to call it, a team award, a legacy award, Draymond Green deserves that defensive player of the year. I always think he's the best defensive player in the NBA. I think he should have five or six of these things just because of the versatility on defense. It's not always, block shots. It's not always steals, but just, the defensive efficiency. And now that you see him with guys that know how to be in the right spot, like Jimmy Butler, and guys that are stepping up as point of attack defenders. He has the help to help him when he goes and leaves his post, to help others. The defense all comes together, and for all those reasons, and his ability to just guard one through five effectively. And also, it wasn't relevant tonight, but God, nobody is better in probably NBA history when he is the lone man back in transition against a two-on-one than Draymond Green. I swear to God, like more than half the time he gets a stop or forces a tough shot, or just a straight turnover in situations like that. But I just got to give my props to Draymond, and you deserve this defensive player of the year, and definitely going to get another first team all defensive award this year as well. Well, looking forward. I mean, Warriors. Let's see. What are they? They're won four in a row, 13 of their last 16, won their last four road games, come home again against the rested Nuggets, and it's always tough coming home for the first game after a tough road trip. But this team's locked in. This team's in playoff mode. They are, they're doing their homework. They're watching film. I don't know how much time they're going to have to prepare for the Nuggets, but you know what you can expect with Jokic. And I mean, you're going to have to ask for another huge game from Draymond Green defensively. So we'll see what the Warriors do. I think they play their starters, although little dinged up. Steph kind of, landed on that tailbone twice in a row and within like 10 seconds and was shaken up, but I mean, a bruise is a bruise. He seemed fine. It'll probably stiffen up a little bit on him, but he should be able to go if we want tomorrow. Jimmy Butler went to the locker room with a left hand injury, kind of favoring it, had some heat on it, was giving right-handed high fives after the game. So we'll see how he's doing, but he obviously finished this game. Ooh, it was fun. Sorry, I missed you guys. Like, I've been gone for a bit. I was in Cabo the last few days celebrating my anniversary, 4 years, got sunburned. Drank too much, ate too much, couldn't watch the Warriors on the internet, but was nevertheless, they won without me, and we're gonna keep on going. All right, you guys, I will be back hopefully after the Nuggets game, and you have me for the rest of the season for a deep playoff run. Enjoy it. A great win and an all-time classic against LeBron and the Lakers. And it's just so fun to watch Luka just pouting all over the place complaining. All right, until next time, I've been Chris Chin. Peace, love, and stacking dubs.